Three readings this morning from two of my favorite authors, from Wendell Berry, two poems, and from Lao Tzu, the attributed author of the Tao Te Ching, a short passage. First, a longer poem called Manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation Front, by Wendell Berry. Love the quick profit, the annual raise, vacation with pay, want more of everything ready-made. Be afraid to know your neighbors and to die, and you will have a window in your head. Not even your future will be a mystery anymore. Your mind will be punched in a card and shut away in a little drawer. When they want you to buy something, they will call you. When they want you to die for profit, they will let you know. So, friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord. Love the world. Work for nothing. Take all that you have and be poor. Love someone who does not deserve it. Denounce the government and embrace the flag. Hope to live in that free republic for which it stands. Give your approval to all you cannot understand. Praise ignorance, for what man has not encountered, he has not yet destroyed. Ask the questions that have no answers. Invest in the millennium. Plant sequoias. Say that your main crop is the forest that you did not plant, that you will not live to harvest. Say that the leaves are harvested when they have rotted into the mold. Call that profit, prophecy, such returns. Put your faith in the 2 inches of hummus that will build under the trees every 1,000 years. Listen to carrion. Put your ear close and hear the faint chattering of the songs that are to come. Expect the end of the world. Laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. So long as women do not go cheap for power, please women more than men. Ask yourself, will this satisfy a woman satisfied to bear a child? Will this disturb the sleep of a woman near to giving birth? Go with your love to the fields, lie easy in the shade, rest your head in her lap, swear allegiance to what is nighest your thoughts. As soon as the generals and politicos can predict the motions of your mind, lose it. Leave it as a sign to mark the false trail, the way you didn't go. Be like a fox who makes more tracks than necessary, some in the wrong direction. Practice resurrection. And the 9th chapter of the Tao Te Ching, this translation from Brian Brown Walker. Filling to fullness is not as good as stopping at the right moment. Over-sharpening a blade causes its edge to be lost. Line your home with treasures and you won't be able to defend it. Amass possessions, establish positions, display your pride. Soon enough, disaster drives you to your knees. This is the way of heaven. Do your work, then quietly step back. And from Wendell Berry again, the peace of wild things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. I invite you to breathe in and out and feel those day-blind stars. shining through. Love and peace and hope and justice. Breathe in and out. Be present here for this moment of silence. Great Spirit of life and love, wondrous power of many names. Bring us peace when we would be troubled. Bring us hope when we would despair. Bring us love when we would fear. Bring us justice when things are torn asunder and need to be reconciled. Bring us peace when we would be troubled. Amen. Blessed be. Thank you. Say that your main crop is the forest, that you did not plant and will not harvest. Say that the leaves are harvested when they have rotted into the mold. Call that prophet. Call that prophet. Or want everything ready-made and you will have a hole in your head. Today I want to talk about Earth Day, and I want to talk about stuff, things we buy. And I want to talk about profit and consumption and growth, economic growth. I mean, upward and onward forever, always more, more, more. And I want to talk about the spirit, about the spiritual life, about what it means to be gentle, to do gently, to love gently this, our earth and ourselves, to lie down where the wood drake rests and to be still. To be still, and that be enough. Enough. Dayenu, it's a Hebrew word meaning it would have been enough, it would have been sufficient. Dayenu, a word of thanksgiving, a word of gratitude. It's a word we say a lot at Passover, which was a few weeks ago. It would have been enough. Dayenu. This world, this pretty planet, this blue boat drifting the starry sea, it is Dayenu. It is enough. Stop your striving so. Stop buying junk toys that break in a few weeks. Stop thinking that you need the newest thing or the gadget of the moment. Purge the place you live of things you don't need. I would and have told you that all year, not just when it's rummage sale drop-off day. Honestly, the people who've been here a while can vouch for it. That's an everyday message. Want everything ready-made and you will have a hole in your head. When they want you to buy something, they will call you. When they want you to die for profit, they will let you know. Every Earth Day, I face the choice, do I preach a sermon about ecological collapse? A call to arms, a Jeremiad against oil companies and toxic waste and all that? Do I talk parts per million and rising seas, melting permafrost, and try to rouse you to greater action? Or do I talk about sunrises and flowers and the grace of the world and the beauty of it, a message of grace and kindness, and focus on gladness and thanksgiving, beauty? We struggle with this choice every day, not just on Earth Day. As E.B. White famously put it, each morning I am torn between the desire to savor the world and to save the world. Makes it hard to plan the day. But this is, of course, a false choice. A false choice and a harmful one. When we are told you must not be satisfied, you must be distressed, how can you enjoy your life when there is so much wrong with the world? It is emotional sabotage. It is spiritually bankrupt. It makes us guilty and thus frozen, unable to do what must be done. No. Do what you can. Do it gently. More than this, when they want you to buy something, they will let you know. When they want you to die for profit, they will let you know. They will tell you. To love the earth, to rest in the peace of wild things, to plant sequoias, to live with a longer, simpler rhythm. This is how we resist. This is how we resist. This is how we restore our souls, and this is how we make tracks some in the wrong direction so the generals and the politicos cannot predict the motions of our minds. This is how we practice resurrection. This is how we remember what matters. This is how we don't give in to our despair. For what happens when we despair? We make unwise choices. We blame ourselves, or we blame others, or both, and we don't take responsibility for doing what we can. We give up. We go buy something to take away the pain. Another hour of mindless television, perhaps, or a multicolored beverage with 79 grams of sugar, more than 3 times the daily recommended limit. But then you know what happens, right? The sugar crash, the screen time coma, the guilt. We ate more than we should have, we bought something we should have, and then we do it again. More guilt, more despair, and the cycle repeats. We love the quick profit, the easy fix. So there are costs. Poison water in Flint, rising seas in the Philippines, larger storms in the Atlantic, and dying reefs in Australia. There are costs. Costs to the so-called quick profit. So we must resist. We must resist the despair, which is not helpful, which does not serve us. We must instead do things that don't make sense. Don't make sense when you think in terms of quarterly profits or who won the day or such things. Plant sequoias. Walk gently. Love gently, do gently. Give away all that you do not need, including things you think you need but you don't. Lie down in the grass. Swear allegiance to love, to the earth, to other human beings. Resist the temptations of the moment. Move toward peace. Sing the praises of the earth, the beauty of it. From this beauty be moved to peace, to justice, to love, to wonder. Ask questions. Though she has the day off, I love the story that Lindsay found. Ask me for this morning. Everything we know about early childhood development tells us that this is really important. Ask questions. Don't tell. Wonder together. There'll be these moments of insights, like when the child realizes, hey, wait, we're on a planet? Spinning through space, drifting here with our ship's companions. Ask questions. Wonder. Asking questions is what the father and the daughter do in the story, but spending time together is what it is about. Time. Free, unstructured time. Sabbath time. Not doing time, but being time. We don't do a lot of Sabbath time in our culture. It's always something more to do. Last week, the kids had the day off of school for Easter Monday. I went to Starved Rock. It was a gorgeous day. That's where I took this picture over the Illinois River. We didn't come back in time for gymnastics. We skipped it. We didn't rush. Had nowhere else to be. It was glorious. Watch the pelicans swoop through the air and rest on the water. And notice the flowers and the moss and the trees starting to bloom. And the fallen trees, home to fungus being turned into soil, that 2 inches of humus in which you place your faith over years and years. We need not rush. We don't need the quick profit. Go, lie down in the grass. Give thanks for what is. Be at peace. Do not spend your time with forethought of grief, and you will not be tempted to plug the hole in your heart with things, with distraction and with guilt. And this is what we must do. To play our part, to change the system of exploitation, the exploitation of the earth and the exploitation of people, which is the same system, the system that takes the earth and takes the people, especially the poor, forgotten, people of color, and makes them, us, expendable. When they want you to die for profit, they will tell you. No kidding, say the people of Flint. So don't. Don't participate in schemes of quick profit, in systems of empire and domination. Seek value in being gentle on the earth with others. Lay your head in the grass on the lap. Breathe. Watch the pelicans and the wood drake. Notice the flowers and the fungus turning a tree into dirt. When despair for the world grows in me, that's the first line of Wendell Berry's poem, and it does, doesn't it? Despair for the world grows in us sometimes. When we wake in the night at the least sound and fear of what our life and our children's lives may be. We do, we worry. Will we have enough to pay the bills? Will they be happy? Will the cancer come back? Will I be deported? Will my son be shot in a drive-by by a cop? Will he hate me? Will I find a better job? Do we need to move? We worry. We wake in the night at the least sound. This is real. But then what? What do we do when we worry? Do we move to pacify, cycle up our pain, blame someone else, deny it? The earth offers another way. The poet offers another way. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water. We come into peace for the earth forever turning, our home, our only home, Dainu, it is enough. We sing our song of praise, our song of peace. Consumerism and militarism and racism and patriarchy, they all share the same root. The desire to control through violence, through exploitations and systems of power. They're about control, ownership of things, of the earth, of other people, of having control. Amass possessions, establish positions, display your pride. Soon enough, disaster drives you to your knees. The Taoists knew that 3,000 years ago. Control is unsustainable without violence. We sing our song of peace. We seek another way, a way without control, a new way, a way of peace and grace, of acceptance and care, care, not control. It is a fine line between care and control, but it is everything right there. And I feel above me the day-blind stars, waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. The day-blind stars. Those stars, those distant suns through which our home, this earth, moves, are always there. The sun is too bright for us to see them, but they're always there. Peace is always there. Freedom and grace and love are always there. But sometimes we are too overwhelmed, too blinded by the light of another sun, the bright lights of power and prestige, privilege and ego. But when we close our eyes and we breathe and we are still, when we go down to the water, we lie with our head in the grass in the lap, when we practice resurrection, we can feel those day-blind stars, and we can feel the grace of the world. And we know that we are enough. We are Dainu. We don't need to buy more junk or to be someone else. We don't need to conquer someone else. And we don't need quick profit. We don't need to die when they tell us. And we can, from this place of grace, of freedom, of peace, we can, from this place of freedom and grace and peace, we can say and sing that there is another way, better way, a gentler way. And we can live that way, we can move that way, and we can be that way. This is our home, this earth, this planet, this is our home, and it is for us to live on it and in it and with it gently, with love and with joy and with a sense that this is enough. If we notice, if we care, if we accept, we know this is our home, our joy, our source of peace, our earth. Let us be glad in it.